This is episode 23 of Multifamily Mondays. And on today's episode, we're talking about putting your money to work. Let's dive in.
You are tuned in to Multifamily Mondays, the informal podcast designed to simplify and help others succeed at apartment investing. With that being said, let's dive in.
What's up, guys? I'm your host, Roderick Jones, and I'm excited that you're joining me on another episode of Multifamily Mondays, the show where we simplify multifamily investing so that anyone can understand it. On this episode, we're talking about putting your money to work. But before we do that, let's head over to the desk of me, Roderick Jones, and get the Multifamily News Report. This is the Multifamily Mondays News Report, where each week we bring you news about a different multifamily market around the country. Let's head over to the desk with Roderick R. Jones for this special report. Welcome to the Multifamily News Report. This week's market is Seattle, Washington. Let's look at the economic snapshot. So Seattle has 633,000 apartment residents. They have 327,000 apartment homes, and their total economic contribution is $15.5 billion. And they support about 146,000 jobs. New research shows that the demand for apartments is on the rise. Whether it's young professionals, couples, families, or empty nesters, this metro will need to add 98,000 apartment homes by 2023. The main factor that's driving this is the apartment household growth and the population growth. This metro is on pace to deliver. If it keeps building at its current pace right now, they're on pace to deliver about 80,000 apartment homes. However, that still leaves them lacking because they need 98,000 to meet the demand for the need for apartments. Now, the thing is, in Seattle, Washington, the barriers to apartment construction is an 8 out of 10, meaning that it's a harder market to develop in. However, if they want to keep up with the department, if they want to keep up with the apartment demand, they need to develop more approaches, new incentives, and fewer restrictions. However, Seattle is doing a pretty decent job at keeping up with the demand of the apartments that it will need by 2030. They're at 80,000. They need 98,000. They're doing a pretty decent job at keeping up with the demand. Only thing they have to do is implement a few more strategies so that they can be right on point. This has been the Multifamily News Report. Let's hear from today's sponsor and then dive into the episode. Today's episode was sponsored by R. Jones Capital. At R. Jones Capital, we acquire and manage large multifamily properties in emerging markets that produce excellent cash flow during ownership and a strong cash flow at the time of sale. If you are an accredited investor looking to grow your wealth, visit www.rjonescapitalgroup.com/partner. Now let's get into today's episode. So let's get right into it. You gotta put your money to work, guys. Your money doesn't work just sitting in a bank. You have to tell it what to do. If you're going to tell it to sit in a savings account and earn half a penny, you're selling yourself and your retirement short. Heck, your money, if you're telling your money to sit in a CD or a retirement account and earn 1% to 3% of your money, that is not enough. If you're not telling your money what to do, someone else is. And it's time that you man up and woman up and start telling your money what to do. So here's the first step. Sit down and do a gap analysis. So when you sit down and you do your gap analysis, you want to ask yourself these three questions. Where am I now? Where do I want to be? And what does financial success look like to me? Hey, that rhymes. Where am I at now? Where do I want to be? And what does financial success look like to me? All right, but that's what you do. And your gap analysis is basically just saying, where you are, where you need to be, and filling in the gap so that way you can get there. So once you have conducted this gap analysis, then you want to develop an allocation strategy. Now, this can be done by any financial advisor or CPA. And basically, when you're developing this allocation strategy, the first thing you want to say is, okay, what do I want to invest in? Real estate, stocks, bonds, all three. And what percentage of my portfolio do I want to go where? What percentage do I want to go to real estate? What percentage do I want to go to bonds? What percentage do I want to go to stocks? Once this is done, then you construct your plan for how you will carry out your allocation strategy. Now, at R. Jones Capital, we will take that real estate percentage of your strategy, and then we will craft a strategy to put it to work for you and help you reach your goals. So, for example, let's say that your real estate allocation budget is $500,000. And with this $500,000, you are going to earn 6% of your money while growing this portfolio to $1 million. So the first step, what we'll do is a gap analysis. And we know you're at $500,000, you want to be at $1 million, and you want to earn 6%. So now we fill in the middle. Filling in the middle is creating a plan. So then we create a plan laying out how much of your allocation budget will be invested into what, how much of that budget will be invested per year, and when is the estimated time for you to reach your goal? Now, disclosure, you know, everything is based on projections. You know, we don't know what the market is going to do. We don't know. Some years you earn a lot of money. Other years you earn just the bare minimum of 6% because the market fluctuates. It goes up and down. It has ups and downs like any other market. With that being said, you need to, no matter what the market is doing right now, you need to start putting your money to work. So one, create a gap analysis, develop an allocation strategy, and then implement that strategy. And the reason I was just talking about projections and the market going up and down is because a strategy is more flexible, where plans are more structured. Mike Tyson once said that everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. But if you have a strategy, you can change and improve along the way. Your strategy is nimble. It can bend and it can change and morph into a better plan that will get you where you need to be and ultimately get you to your goals faster. And so if you're ready to take action and stop sitting on the sidelines, knowing that you should be investing into real estate, shoot me a message or shoot me an email at Roderick@RJonesCapital.com. That's R-O-D as in dog, D as in dog, R-I-C-K, at rjonescapitalgroup.com. Let's set up a time and let's get you in the game. So here are some action steps. Hit that subscribe button and rate this podcast. I would love to hear your feedback, and I want to continue to make every episode better. And if you haven't done so yet, make sure you like me on Facebook at Roderick Jones Official. That's R-O-D as in dog, D as in dog, R-I-C-K, Jones Official. And follow me on Instagram at Roderick Jones. Be blessed, and I'll catch you on the next episode. I'm out.